For years, China has had the capability to launch satellites into space. But today, it launched only its second unmanned space capsule. A Long March rocket blasted off from the Gobi Desert Space Center at 1 a.m. local time and put the Shenzhou spacecraft into orbit 10 minutes later. China has pledged to put a manned craft in space within 5 years. NPR's Rob Gifford reports from Beijing.
The Chinese media for months have been banging a patriotic drum about the country's space program. China's leaders are eager for the pride and prestige that it can bring. The official China Daily newspaper today said the successful launch of the Shenzhou 2 was a big step towards achieving full membership in the world's exclusive space club. The evening television news also carried pictures of the countdown and launch.
3, 2, 1, go!
China has had a space program for more than 40 years. Despite the fanfare given today's launch of the Shenzhou, the program generally has been shrouded in secrecy, partly because of its military origins. Lingering controversies over China's suspected reapplication of Western space technology to develop weapons have helped to isolate China from other international space programs. The People's Daily newspaper called today's launch a triumph of domestic engineering. But Western experts say the Shenzhou is very similar to the old Russian Soyuz. Professor Xiaoye Lun of the Beijing School of Astronautical and Aeronautical Science says there are similarities, but in general he says there's no comparison with either the old Soviet space program or that of the United States.
China's goal in space is not very high compared to the United States and Russia. The reason is twofold. First is the money. In the second aspect, China's science and technology is relatively low compared to Western countries.
But China's space technology is developing fast, and Beijing has sent trainee astronauts to the Yuri Gagarin Training Center near Moscow. Officials say that Beijing aims to launch a manned spaceship within 5 years. Xiaoye Lun says it could be as soon as next year, because the Shenzhou, which means divine vessel in Chinese, is almost identical in shape and structure to a manned spacecraft. Xiao discounts Western fears that China's space program could be put to military use.
Development of space program in China is not a threat to United States. The purpose of Chinese manned spacecraft is mainly scientific research. The Chinese spaceship is not for the purpose of military use.
Foreign observers have expressed skepticism about the importance of the program's scientific research. They say there are definitely commercial opportunities, and China has already launched foreign satellites from its rockets. But they say the manned spacecraft program is being driven mainly by the desire for international prestige. Professor Xiao says that's not true, but he can't resist pointing out that the whole concept of rocket propulsion was developed by the Chinese about 1,000 years ago, when they invented the first self-launching fireworks. Rob Gifford, NPR News, Beijing.